Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Morning Ireland, 25 to 8. Des has all the sports news and some surprises.
Yeah, huge surprises yesterday at the World Cup. And Japan produced a pretty stunning comeback to beat Spain 2-1 and secured the top spot in World Cup Group E that included Spain and Germany. You'd never have guessed that. Spain did look like they were going to control the game. They led it at half-time through Alvaro Morata's goal, but Japan turned things around the second half and got two goals to win it. But the second of those goals was hugely controversial. And the ball, as you looked at it, was out of play, and there was grass between the ball and the white line, so it was out of play. But the argument is, it transpired, the law is not where the bottom of the ball touching the ground is out of play, but where the sphere, if you continue around the sphere, the round,
the fat part around the middle.
Yeah, if that's technically over the line, the ball is still in play. So was it or was it not? Well, how do you tell? So anyway, the goal was allowed. And the significance of the goal being allowed, apart from Japan topping the group, is that Germany, four times world champions, out at group stage, is such a big surprise. And despite the fact they won 4-2 against Costa Rica, they were 2-1 behind at one stage, which was stunning in itself. But Germany are gone. And Belgium are gone. Not a huge surprise. Knocked out after only managing a nil-all draw against Croatia. Lukaku missed some incredible chances. He was in tears afterwards. He punched and broke the sidewall of the dugout. He was in tears. I felt sorry for him. He had only played 31 minutes of football in total before going on yesterday, and that showed. So Belgium, one of the favourites, gone as well. And Morocco edged past Canada to top that group, Croatia, the other side, going through. But Belgium and Germany both knocked out in the group stages. Nobody would have predicted it. This was the German verdict given on RTÉ last night by former German international Didi Hamann.
The performances were just too bad to be true. We played a half-decent game against Spain, against a team where we, you know, could react. We didn't have to be proactive. Two games we had to be proactive against Japan, folded the last half hour. And today we played a team that didn't look like a team the first two games, even though they won against Japan, where they had, I think, twice they've been into Japan's box, and we made them look like a proper football team. They played brilliant football, Costa Rica. They attacked, scored two goals, probably could have had one or two more, even though we missed a whole lot of chances. I understand that. But over the three games, you've got to say it was a shambolic way we represented German football. And we got knocked out 4 years ago. And if you get 4 points in a group with Japan and Costa Rica, you don't deserve to go through. And Kenny said it, you've got to make your own luck. And if you only get 1 point out of the first two games, don't be surprised. And I wouldn't, no hard feelings towards Spain. They were able to rest players. And what Kenny said as well, if we were winning 3-0 at halftime, which was distinctly possible, I don't think Spain would have been allowed to mess about and then maybe bring players on. And once they knew we're not going to get the 6, 7 or 8 goals, obviously they knew what's required. So, no hard feelings. Didn't deserve to go into the knockout stages.
Yeah, well, I wonder if that drama can be matched today. Group H will be decided in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Portugal have already qualified from the group, so it's a battle for one place between Ghana, who have 3 points, and South Korea and Uruguay have 1 point each. Ghana play Uruguay and South Korea meet Portugal, but South Korea could have a slight advantage here because Portugal may decide to rest some of their players, given that they've already qualified. Group G will be decided at 7 o'clock tonight, and here Brazil are already through to the last 16, so the one remaining place there rests between Switzerland on 3 points, and Serbia and Cameroon have 1 point each. Serbia play Switzerland, Cameroon take on Brazil. Now, in golf's Hero World Challenge in Bermuda, there's a four-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, Sepp Straka and Tom Kim all on 3 under par. Shane Lowry finished at 2 over. In hockey, Ireland will play Malaysia tomorrow in the semi-finals of the inaugural Nations Cup. Shane O'Donoghue goals secured a 1-0 win over the tournament host South Africa. It meant Ireland topped Group A with 3 wins from 3. And in rugby, John Ryan starts for Munster tonight. It will be his 200th appearance when they play Edinburgh in the URC in Scotland. Only 12 players previously have played that many times for Munster. Tomorrow, Connacht play Benetton, and Leinster host Ulster in the big game at the RDS. And in racing, very big weekend ahead at the Ferry House Winter Festival. Trainer Gordon Elliott trained his first ever Grade 1 winner there back in 2010 when Jesse's Dream won the Drinmore Novice Chase, and he's since gone on to train 73 Grade 1 winners. Well, Elliott has a very strong team aimed at this Sunday's three Grade 1 races, and he outlined his likely runners in the three big races.
Yeah, I suppose the Royal Bond, we're looking like we'll probably an Irish Point, maybe 3 grand bag. Imagine it'll probably wait. The Drinmore, we've got three in it. We've got three Stripe Life. He's got the option of waiting for Nav, and as is Hollow Games. And Mighty Potter's a definite runner. In the Hatton's Grace, we'll run all three in that. But I think we're all going there to have a look at Honeysucker and you know, what a special mare she is.
And she's box office at the moment. And I think the reception that she got last year, even if you weren't connected to her, I think it was the first time that the race courses were opened pre-COVID. But it was a great reception she got last year.
Yeah, I think when you hear Robert Power on the radio last night saying that it could be the second last time she'd be seen in Ireland in her racing career, you know, I think people need to stand up and go racing to see her. You know, whether she win, lose or draw, we mightn't see anything like her in our lifetime again, so it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, and ahead of the big weekend at Ferry House, this evening's action is in Dundalk.